bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Almost Too Much to Tell by Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, January 20th, 2020. The text is Psalm 40, verse 5. You have multiplied, O Lord, my God. You have multiplied your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. Are you still excited about the gifts you received for Christmas? Perhaps you sent out thank you texts or emails, or you employed that nearly lost art of handwritten notes detailing the wonderful aspects of each gift. There's almost too much to tell, perhaps. Are you still excited about the best gift of all? The gift of our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ? We only recently wrapped up our celebration of His birth. Are we still talking about that precious present? No earthly gifts can compare to the forgiveness and the eternal life that are ours by God's grace through faith in Jesus. The psalmist is excited about all that the Lord has done, the countless gifts received from the hand of God. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. What were some of those wondrous deeds? God drew the psalmist up from the pit of destruction, set his feet upon a rock. God put a new song in the psalmist's mouth so that people would see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. The Lord's wondrous deeds are more than can be told. After the first Easter, the apostles shared the psalmist's joy. The Lord's wondrous deeds were more than could be told. Jesus of Nazareth, crucified and buried, he had risen from the dead. There was almost too much to tell. Peter and John, speaking boldly to the religious leaders who ordered their arrest, they said, "We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard." Jesus, the promised Messiah, had risen from the dead. The apostles had seen him in the flesh. They had talked to him and eaten with him. They had touched and handled his nail-scarred hands and feet. They couldn't stop talking about it. You and I, we have the same good gifts, the same good news the apostles knew. God has multiplied his wondrous deeds toward us. In a wonderful Christmas gift exchange, Jesus took onto himself our sin, the penalty of death that we deserved, and dressed us in his righteousness. God drew us up from the pit of destruction and set our feet firmly on Jesus, the rock of our salvation. Jesus has risen from the dead. His victory is our victory. There's almost too much to tell. No thank you notes or texts are needed here. Every breath, every moment of your life, my life, they express our gratitude for the gifts and forgiveness and life that are ours through faith in Jesus' name. With the psalmist, we say of God's wondrous deeds, I will proclaim, I will tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. There's almost too much to tell. But like those bold apostles, we cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And we pray, Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son and for your wondrous deeds that multiply in our lives every day. Accept our grateful praise in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.